up?
Hey, good morning. It's Tony Robinson of Lambda Alpha Alpha, District 7.
Hey, Brother Robinson.
Good morning, sir.
Brother and Brother Healy.
Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing?
Hey, Brother Healy.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Brother. Good morning.
Blue Friday.
Good morning, Brother.
Friday.
All right. Let's take you, brother.
Good morning. I got you.
Good morning,
good morning, brothers.
Good morning to you all.
Joshua brothers. Anthony, 515, Cap Omega, Pretty Tony.
Well, Pretty Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Pretty Tony.
Larry
King. Larry King, live land of the heavyweight, coming from the Atlantic City and living color.
Brother Ely, 10th District.
Hey, Brother Ely.
How you doing this morning? How you doing, brothers?
All right, Brother Ricky Lewis.
Hey, Brother Graham.
Brother Graham.
Brother J.T. Townsend.
Brother Graham.
Hey, good morning, brothers. Brother Larry Lewis, 2nd D, Delta Epsilon Chapter. Good morning, Brother Gumby.
How we doing, Larry?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Big Mike. How you doing, bro?
I'm blessed, Larry.
Hey, Pretty Omega, 2nd District.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, bro.
What's up, Gumbo?
Brother Larry.
Said all to God, woke this morning with my mind. Stay on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind. And it was stay on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
my Lord,
hallelujah.
And welcome to another edition of our corporate and collective prayer cycle. As you can tell, there are many Omega men that have assembled ourselves together in the spirit of Christ to come together to fortify our faith and to bolster our belief in the Father. Thank God for this wonderful Friday, the last day of our corporate and collective time together. And we praise God for each of you that has taken time to wake up early this morning with your mind stayed on Jesus to join us for this time of fellowship and faith. And hopefully in a few minutes, food. Amen. We're delighted to be joined today by the members of our fraternity who have joined us in prayer at our leadership conference, the inaugural Moses C. Norman Leadership Conference. We are all in this room assembled at Haraz Resort in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we're so delighted to have all of you on the phone with us. Our numbers have been impressive this week. We have been in the triple digits all this week, and I'm sure today will be no exception. Delighted to be joined today by First Vice Grant Boslos, who's with us, Brother Ricky Lewis, who signed on earlier. Brother David Marin is in the building and joined us a couple of days ago, and we're glad to have each of you on the phone. Always delighted to have our members of our grand officers on the phone, past and current, and our Supreme Council members, current and past on the phone. Some are in this room, and we thank God for each of you that has joined us this day. At this time, I'm sure Brother Knox is on the phone. I was with him yesterday, and I'm sure he's on the line this morning, as he is every morning, unless he's traveling, and we're glad to have our time together to have him share with us whatever the Lord places in his spirit for us. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Good morning, brother. Brothers, as I come to you this morning, I come to you with excitement as I was able to hear from Brother Michael Jackson. And as we were traveling, Brother Jackson came through the surgery okay. He's going to be down for about 5 days, but the surgery was successful. So we have a reason to give thanks as the Lord again has shown us what the power of prayer can do. And brothers, I thank you so much, so much for the prayers that you send up for the brotherhood, for the community as a whole, as we see that we're making a difference. And brothers, as we continue doing so, let's always remember that it's God, and He chose us. He chose us as the organization to take the lead in creating the change that's needed. And brothers, every one of you in the room, every one of you on the call, is a part of this positive history-making change that Omega's brought forward. So I thank you for it. And please know that as we continue, there'll be challenges. There'll be times when we wonder if our prayers were heard. But God is always on time. It may not be what we think, but He's always on time. I ask that you keep the family of Brother Charles Peter lifted in prayer. Keep the family of Brother Marvin Broadwater lifted in prayer as his daughter-in-law is seriously ill. So, brothers, as you know the names of others and names will be called, let's know that all those families will appreciate it. Brothers, I thank you for what you do, and I love you all.
And Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Thank you so much for your time with us, your faithfulness to this effort. And we pray for you and Angela and all the members of the Knox clan. My brothers, before I introduce our speaker for today, all of us that are in this room, we're going to go on mute so that we don't have any feedback. Matter of fact, many of us are going to drop the call and just listen on one phone, if that's all right with you. God bless you. It's always a delight to have with us every other Friday the district chaplain from the 2nd District. He has joined us today. He has a voice. He has a vision. And today, after we hear him, we're all going to have victory because of what he was sharing with us today. Brothers, I introduce to you Brother Dwayne Harrell for our time of meditation and prayer. Brother Harrell, you have the line, sir.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of today to pass by. Hey, hey. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need thee, oh, I need thee, yeah, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I to me. Brother Gumby, that was for you. This one is for me. I need thee, oh, I need thee, yeah, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I'll come to thee. Brother Garrett, this is for you. What do you do when you've done all you can? It seems like it's never enough. What do you say when your friends walk away all alone, alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give in your all? And it seems like you can't make it through. Will you just stand when there's nothing left to do? You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. After you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the pain? And how can you smile When your heart has been broken, filled with pain, tell me, what do you give when you've given your all and it seems like it can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand because you are cute after you've done all you can. You just stand. Good morning, brothers. I greet you in the name of the one that continues to look beyond even my faults and supplies each and every one of my needs. I'm still convinced that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's only by his spirit that we're able to run on and see what the end is truly going to be. For those that are signing in with us for the first time, we do this every day, Monday through Friday, and even on the first Sundays and on the third Wednesdays of each month. We have walked through the Bible for 194 days of the year 2019. God has blessed us to make it to another Friday, July 12th. And for that, I think I speak for everybody under the sound of my voice. We are eternally grateful. The title of today's lesson is the Stolen Marital Love, Song of Songs. Chapters 1 through 8, if we had to break it down into four main points, we'd simply say falling in love, united in love, divided in love, and devoted in love. Brothers, the overview is Song of Songs is a love song written by Solomon that abounds in metaphor and oriental imagery. Historically, my brothers, it depicts the wooing and wedding of a woman by King Solomon. How many know who King Solomon was? And as well as the joys and heartache of their love for each other. Many have seen in the book a majestic picture of God's love for his people, Israel, and of Christ's love for his bride, the church. My brothers, as human love finds its highest fulfillment in the love of husband and wife, so spiritual love finds its highest fulfillment in the love of the creator of his creation. Am I right about it, my brothers? Come on, pray with me now. We're going to get through this. The greatest of many. In Hebrew, the repetition of a word makes that word superlative. So the Hebrew title of this love poem, the Song of Songs of Solomon, literally means the very best of Solomon's songs. The best of how many songs, my brothers? Well, I challenge you when you get a chance to read 1 Kings, the 4th chapter of the 32nd verse, to in fact find out. Our daily walk is, does true love mean you'll never do anything to offend or you'll never need to seek and give forgiveness? Absolutely not, my brothers. You'll see in chapter 5, verse 3, the young woman gives her lover a self-centered answer to his request to see her, and he leaves. Having sensed that she offended him, she seeks his forgiveness, as you see in chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. The young man's response to her request for forgiveness is equally noteworthy. We see in chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, he compliments her beauty and dignity. How many know there's power when you give somebody a compliment? And he praises her hair and a bright smile. This is player-playerism 101, if you will. But he praises her hair and a bright smile. And in short, he reassures her for his forgiveness and continuing love. That's a great pattern for forgiving and being forgiven in family disputes. Am I right about it? Have you wronged your mate, parent, or child through something you've said or done? Then take the initiative, my brother. You remember when you was online, humility has and always will be strength in disguise. Take the initiative in asking for forgiveness. Love means wanting to say you're sorry, and in God's strength, actually doing it. Am I right about it? Has your spouse offended you? Be quick to offer, watch me now, forgiveness. Nothing in this world bears the imprint of the Son of God so surely as forgiveness. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I have several prayer requests
and I'm going to make my way through those requests now. I got a text from a brother. I didn't have his name in my system, but it says, Brother Harold, please add my chapter brother to the prayer list for tomorrow. His mother just passed. His name is Tomia Davenport. Thank God for Brother Gara. Please pray for my son, Jordan Gara, that God's purpose be fulfilled in his life, and for divine guidance, protection, and clarity in his service. We thank God for Brother Dr. Larry King. Prayer request from Brother Stanley Bay. Michael Short, 8th District, is asking for prayer for his sister, Rochelle Polk. Rochelle was found unconscious last Friday and admitted to a Swedish hospital suffering from a right middle cerebral artery block, which caused a stroke and paralysis on her left side. Thank God for Brother Lyndon Kirkland. Please pray for my mother, Jim, and his family who resides in Woodbridge, Virginia. He had a heart attack this morning. And pray for tribal mercies for the brothers going home from the leadership conference. We thank God for Brother Peterson, 2nd D, New Up. We're praying for his wife, Stephanie, his daughter, Devonna, siblings, Barbara, Wanda, Alma, Norman, Craig, sister, Micaiah Ransom, on missions trip to Dominican Republic. We're praying for Reverend Dr. Edward and Sister Charlotte Dorn. Great service and fellowship. Praying for great service and fellowship on this Sunday as Grand Chaplain Dr. Walter T. Richardson blesses Second Baptist Church of Piedrichtown with a word for the morning service at 11 a.m. Praise brand new mercies of New Day. His pastor, Brother Peterson's pastor, Pastor Days and Second Baptist Atlantic City, praises God for the brothers of Omega Psi Phi that came and gave service at the Turning Point Day Center in Atlantic City on Thursday. Pastor Days said that the brothers were tremendous and a great blessing to Turning Point and Atlantic City. Praise report for the prayer calls and the brothers. We thank God for Rudolph Boone Sr. We're praying for whatever his desires may be, because we know that God is able to do any and everything but fail. We thank God for Marvin Broadwater. I'm praying for Brother Marvin Broadwater Sr., 7th District, Georgia State Representative, as he departs the leadership conference on Friday to return home as requested by his son. Brother Marvin Broadwater Jr., 7th District wife, stage 4 cancer, has been moved to hospice facility on yesterday. We thank God for Brother Eugene Spales, praying for Sister Heidi Love, a 77-year-old member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, wife of Brother George Love, Omega Chapter, as she recuperates from surgery. Pray that she has a speedy recovery. Also pray for Angel Dahl as she completes her last chemo treatment for breast cancer. Let the Lord heal her as only he can and allow her to get back to a normal, healthy quality of life. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. We're also praying for Brother Michael Jackson. We thank God that you continue to guide him in every way in all of his situations. We're praying for Brother Kendall Smalls, Biggie Smalls, the 2nd District Representative, lifting him up as he mourns the loss of his oldest sister. We realize that when God takes one of the women from our lives, he's only picking his flowers, but we still are left on this side to deal with missing them. Heavenly Father, great head of the church, author and finisher of our faith, supreme basilus of the universe, is us, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. We ask that you just show up and show out as only you can do. We're asking that you guide God and protect us on all the prayers that's been petitioned. We know that you are able still to do anything but fail. We realize that before I could even verbalize and get the prayers out of my mouth, you were already in a strategic mode to make it do what you do. And for that, we are grateful. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you just search our hearts and take out all the things that will cause you not to smile down upon us as your children, because we realize that you're still shaping and molding us. And for that, we are grateful. We realize that because we are your followers, we are not perfect, but we understand that because of your Son, we are forgiven. And we just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for all that you've done. We are a special prayer for the soldier, sailor, airman, and marine, and even the Coast Guard that may find themselves in harm's way. You heard all of the prayers. You know what we need. Somebody woke up this morning needing to be comforted. Somebody woke up this morning needing to be healed. Somebody woke up this morning in a depressed state of mind, going through some things that they couldn't tell nobody about. You know what they're going through. We're asking that you work with them. Somebody got up this morning and they had a child that they were worried about. We realize that you are an expert on preparing a child for his or her dad, Heavenly Father. And we're asking right now that you walk with us every step of the way. We're asking right now that you guard everybody, family, that's under the sound of my voice. Keep them in a special way. And for that, we will be forever grateful. Oh, Heavenly Father, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. If we were Chinese, we'd say Odea. If we were Danish, we would say Mangatak. If we were Italian, we'd say Bratsia. If we were Hebrew, we'd say Tobaraba. If we were Greek, we'd say Eucharisto. If we were Japanese, we'd say Koba Habazadacho. If we were Portuguese, we'd say Ablagono. If we were Spanish, we'd say Mucho Gracias. If we were German, we'd say Dankeschön. If we were French, we'd say Merci beaucoup. If we were Russian, we'd say Placebo. If we were Kenyan, we'd say Ashanti. If we were Nigerian, we'd say Isha Pupu. If we were Zulu, we'd say India Bunker. If we were Zutu, we'd say Katipoa. But if we were deaf, we would just wave our hand and say thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for looking beyond our faults. Thank you for supplying our needs. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for sending your darling Son and he died on a hill called Calvary on the third day, got up with all power in his hand. We just want to say thank you for that lily of the valley. Thank you for that bright and morning star. Thank you for that pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Thank you for the messenger with beautiful feet. Thank you for making the sundial go backwards. Thank you for the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It's in your name that we pray, and everybody under the sound of my voice.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Big
Mike?
Today,
all
right, James, how you doing?
Bernie.
What's up, Bernie?
All right,
hey,
Big
Bernie.
Big Mike.
I'm truly been blessed this morning.
What's up,
I'm telling you.
What's up, James? What's up, James?
Brother, brother, how that's blue. Enough grace and prayer to get everywhere.
Blue Friday.
Anywhere
blue Friday. Blue Friday.
Thank you. I got
you. Amen.
Amen.
My man.
Thank
Amen.
You to the brother that did the preaching. Thank you.
All right,
Amen.
Brother,
what a prayer.
Thank you.
Only Brother Harold.
Thank you, Brother Harold.
What about Brother Cooper?
All right, Brother Harold, would you bilingualism?
Hey, good morning.
Brother Graham.
You have a blessed day, brother.
Hold it now.
Have a good weekend. Brother.
Amen.
Have a good weekend.
Blessed day, brother.
All right, you too, Brother Cooper.
Brother Harold.
Walk the tea.
Brother Graham,
great job, brother Hal.
Weekend.
My.
Great job, brother Hal. Great job.
Brother Harold, wasn't that great, Brother Fisher?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Hey, don't preach that good no more, man. You got me all messed up over here.
Brother Pete.
Yeah, hey, Brother Gumby, he was bilingual, wasn't he? He was bilingual. He was multilingual, wasn't he? Hey, Blue. Hey, Bernard.
Take care.
I like that. It's been all over the world, don't it?
Mercy.
If anybody's available.
Good morning, Bro Moses.
He's everywhere.
Bro Moses, you out there?
I heard it.
God willing, Brother Grant Richardson to be with us this weekend. Is everybody free? More than welcome.
Hey, boy. My. Brother Edwards? My.
All right, Blue.
Brother Blue, right, what say you?
Brother Gumby, I have no justifiable complaint.
Yes,
Brother Howard was everywhere today, wasn't he?
He was there.
He said it all.
He took us there.
Yes, he did. And that'll launch us anywhere we want to go. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day, brothers.
All right, brother.
God bless you. Adios. Those labels.
Bobby Mack. Have a good day, Bobby Mack.
Bobby Mack. Thank you,
B-Mack
Bobby Mack. Anyway.
Sixth District. Lawrenceburg.
Pray
morning.
For them deltas down
right,
there in
bro.
New Orleans, man. I know they're going to be going through some severe weather this morning.
Hey, Funky Nass, are you still on?
Yeah, they're in the path of another
Fisher.
Storm.
Yeah.
It's pretty Tony still here, Brother Gumby.
Hey. All right, Pretty Tony.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir. You going to be able to make it up this week, Bernard?
I'm not sure. I'm going to try. I'm not
okay.
sure. Yeah. I was in New Orleans 2 weeks before Katrina, traveling with three women.
Wow.
And when that thing hit, man, it gave me chills, man, because it would have been rough for everybody. We had tickets and everything. It wouldn't matter. We couldn't have gotten to the airport.
Wow.
Yeah, so I pray for the people down New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, man. I was there 5 years later. It was still devastated.
Oh, yeah.
Still doing it.
Still messed up.
Yes.
Yeah. Good morning, Brother Fisher.
Huh?
I said, good morning, Brother Fisher.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Joshua?
Joshua, you doing all right?
Yes, sir.
You told me you were covered all. You're not a phony and full of baloney. Your name is Pretty Tony. Boy, oh boy. I
was down in the city yesterday, met a few brothers.
Where? Philadelphia?
Down Lang City. No, I went
Lang
down.
City,
I had a dentist appointment. I got down there late, but I met a few of the brothers and gave them a ride down Lang City downtown.
Well, that's nice. That was nice. Yeah. I guess the brothers are
singing, boy.
Brothers everywhere down Lang City, huh?
Yeah, they're deep.
My pastor was screaming. My pastor was talking yesterday. He said, man, them Omegas showed up and they just were a blessing. He said, they did everything in that place.
Aww.
And he kept going on and on and on. I said, that's what we do. That's